Wauwatosa's economy appears to be burgeoning, especially when it comes to restaurants and shopping. Now the city is re-envisioning its southwest corner, its Life Sciences District. It's composed of a sprawling medical complex, including children's and freighted hospitals. And not too far away is what for years was known as the Milwaukee County Grounds. Tonight, residents are expected to flock to an open house to share their views on the district's future. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz finds some people zeroing in on a small wooded piece of the development puzzle.
If she allowed herself, Wauwatosa Mayor Kathy Eli would admit she's a tad tired of some people's attitude about a small wooded parcel within her city's Life Sciences District.
What saddens me is people are focusing in on one area and making a lot of assumptions that elected officials are doing this for greed or they're going to be paid off by developers. That's not what's going on here. That's not at all what's going on here.
Eli emphasizes no decisions have been made.
This is much more complex than one little portion of a 1,200-acre span that we're doing concepts for right now. And that's what I have to stress right now. The consultant came up with some concepts, and now we have the opportunity to say, like this, don't like this.
The mayor says Wauwatosa must find ways to maintain its infrastructure and pay for community services.
Right now, Wauwatosa is dealing with the fact that 38% of our land mass is non-taxable. That's high. So the remaining land that we do have that is taxable, we have to make sure that we're growing, evolving, and maximizing that property value.
So what about the future of the 22-acre wooded pocket that supporters call Sanctuary Woods? First of all, Eli says,
that's not an official term.
She says she happens to enjoy hiking the woods, too.
It has an opportunity for a lot more people to be enjoying it if we can do some planning.
Gary Casper has information he thinks could help the community make a good decision. Casper is a field biologist who's been studying the so-called sanctuary woods as a part of a bigger project the EPA asked him to undertake.
The objective here is to try to get a better understanding of what the status is of wildlife species in the northern half of Milwaukee County. As the EPA would put it, what has been impaired.
So for the last 3 years, Casper and fellow biologists have fanned across the woods and nearby undeveloped spaces.
So one of the most exciting things about our study was we were finding all sorts of things that we never expected to that are still here, you know, somehow hanging on. Last year, we finally found tree frogs. And if you like, I can show you the secret roost where the long-eared owls sleep during the day. So long-eared owls are a species of greatest conservation need in our state, and there's not a lot known about them, but they do hunt at night, like most owls, and then during the daytime, they find these roosts where they're protected from predators. So we can walk over there and see if we see any. We need to be quiet.
Okay.
We don't want to flush them.
All right.
Lo and behold, high in a tree, an owl is snoozing, oblivious to any plans humankind might have. We quietly retreat.
So here we're entering this aspen grove. Look at the size of these things. They provide the habitat for the things like the owls, flying squirrels.
You heard right. Casper said flying squirrels.
They have this furred membrane between their front and rear legs. So when they leap off a tree, they just spread their legs like a parachute. And you'll see them glide down to the base of another tree and then scamper back up.
One development idea suggests that Wauwatosa approve multi-level apartments near the wood's edge.
Right now, the low sun, that would be behind a building. Noise and lighting also have pretty profound effects on animal behavior. Okay, so like studies have shown that birds living in noisy environments will change the time of day that they sing to the quieter periods. Some birds and frogs will also actually change the pitch of their calls to find that part of the acoustic spectrum that is available where they can be heard. And all of this, of course, causes all sorts of stress and exposes them to more predation because they're not vocalizing at the time of day when they can be most protected and most effective. So now we're standing really close to where this new road is proposed.
Another proposal would create a scenic drive that would cut through the parcel.
Roads impact wildlife in many ways. One is just the loss of habitat from paving it over. Then comes other incidental impacts, traffic on a road, which can directly kill. And usually with a road comes development. So there's a lot more intensive use of the area, which is more disturbance, more noise, more pollution.
Casper says the natural area comes with benefits beyond the wildlife it sustains. The Menominee River, at its nearest point, is 800 feet from the woods.
Part of the problems with our water quality, or a big part of the problem, is the fact that we've lost our shoreline habitats. Those are the sponges that filter the water and keep it clean. A trout is not going to do very well unless there's a lot of insects to eat. Well, the insects need the shoreline habitat, so it's all connected.
Casper and his colleagues will share everything they've learned about the sanctuary with Mayor Eli. Then Casper will pull on his boots and head out to collect more data, while city leaders examine all the facts. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.